Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted to be here this morning for our morning prayer with Prophetess Latriviata Martin this morning. I'm just going to read a scripture right quick, and she's going to pray when she's ready. I'm just going to read this scripture, and she will pray whenever she's ready, however she want to do that. But I do want to get a scripture in. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praises? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not. They wandered in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of their mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them from his name's sake, for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths, all through the wilderness, and he saved them from the hands of him that hated them and redeemed them from the hands of the enemy. I have just read through the first 10 verses from Psalms 106. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. I'm going to turn it over to Prophetess Latriviata Sattler. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Do we have any prayer requests?
Hey, this is Apostle Inlet Williams. I just want prayer for my mom.
Okay. Okay, any more prayer requests?
Prophetess Brown, I would like a decision I need to make.
Okay. Any more prayer requests?
You can. This is Apostle Deans. You can pray for the ministry, for the church, the ministry.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, most gracious and everlasting Father, Lord God, we come to you as humble as we know how, Father. Just thank you, God, for everything that you have done for us, God. Every small thing on up to the biggest thing, Father God. Thank you for every miracle, Father God. Thank you for every blessing, God. Thank you for every trial and tribulation, Father God. We thank you, God. We thank you for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, Father God. We want to just invite you in, Holy Spirit, to come in and just take over and move how you see fit, Father, and just love on your people, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I pray that you please forgive us for every known and unknown sin we've committed in our lives and cleanse us with the blood of Jesus, Father God. please, Father God, begin to work on our heart, Lord God. Work on our mind and our spirit, Father God. We want to live right. I know we're not going to be holy, but we at least want to be close to it, Father. So we pray that you just please just continue to work on us and use us how you see fit, Father. Father, we thank you, and we're going to give your name all the glory and the honor and the praise, God, because you are so amazing. You are so good, Father God. You are just a wonderful God. And I just love you, God. I love you so much, Father God. Father, I pray that you bind up, I bind up every strong man, God. And I plead the blood of Jesus against him right now. And I cast him out of this place, off of this line. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, go back to the pits of hell where you came from, because you're not welcome here. Father God, I bind up every witch. I bind up every demon. I bind up every wizard. I bind up every trying to make me forget. I bind up every psychic. I bind up every warlock. I bind up every incubus and succubus. Father, I bind up everything that's not like you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus against it. And I cast them out of our lives and off of this line. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Father God, I pray that you begin to kill them all dead. But you say in your word to suffer a witch not to live, God. So I pray that you begin to kill them. And young, old, it don't matter, God. We just pray that you begin to get them out of here. In Jesus' name we pray. Father God, we pray that you just watch over our family, God. Watch over the, we plead the blood of Jesus against every sickness. We plead the blood of Jesus against every curse. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's trying to attack our body or our mind or our heart, and we cast them out, and we command them to go in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Father God. We pray for every the sick and the shut in, Father God. I pray that you begin to bless your people, bless the homeless, bless the people that's sleeping on the street, Father God. I pray that you just begin to move, Father, move in their lives right now, Lord God. It's so hot outside, and it's cold in some places, Father God. So we pray that you begin to move, Father God, or touch somebody's life that's not scared or willing to go. Just get your people off these streets, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, we learned in the beginning of the book, the Bible, that we the ones that's supposed to help the people. So, Father God, we pray that you just help us to help them, Father God, in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God. I pray that you begin to bless and cover all the babies, God. The devil trying to take them out, God. So I pray for a head of protection on their lives, God. Send angels to protect them and keep them safe, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Father,
I just thank you, God. I thank you for the things you are about to do.
Yes,
God. In our lives.
Yes, God.
Protect your babies, God. I pray that you move in the hospitals, Father God, in the ICU, Father God, in the NICU, or wherever, Father God, they need you, God. Move, heal, deliver, set free, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let somebody be saved in someone's healing, God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Yes, Lord. Help today, God. Help today, God.
Father, Father, we pray for marriages. I pray that you mend marriages, bring marriages back together, Father God. I rebuke every marriage-breaking spirit. I bind up every marriage-breaking spirit, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
I speak life into every marriage.
Yes, God.
Father God, I just want to just thank you, God. I love you so much, God. I love you so much, God.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
Father, I come to you right now praying for Apostle-elect Williams, her mom. God, I pray that you just bless her, Father God. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God. Move all on the inside of her body, Lord God. Whatever organ that's not doing right, Father God, I pray that they regulate right now in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray that you just heal her body. Deliver or even set free, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray that you just begin to work on her if she's hurting, Father God. I pray that you remove every pain that's in her body, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Cover her with the blood of Jesus, God. Father God, I come to you for Prophetess Brown, Father God. Lord, we only want you to lead us right, God. We want every decision to be made by you, God. We don't trust ourselves, God. We only trust you, God. So she wants you to lead and guide her, God. And making the right decisions in her life. In Jesus' name I pray. And bless her. Cover her, Father God, with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Encamp your angels all around about her to protect her and her home and her vehicle. And Apostle-elect Williams, cover her with the blood of Jesus. And send your angels all around about her to protect her in her home or wherever she go, in her vehicle, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, we just trust you, God, and we love you, God. We might not see what's going on in front of us, Father God, so we pray that you're going to lead us right through, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for everyone that's in the end time men and women of war ministry, God. Whatever they're going through, Father God, I pray that you just give them some type of peace in their life, Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about us to protect them, God. Wherever they go, wherever they get, God. Let them know they okay and you got them, God. I pray for blessings all over their lives. I pray for healing and deliverance for whoever needs it, God. I pray that you begin to use everyone how you see fit, Father God. Begin to let them blossom, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I pray that you just continue to work on me, God. Work on my mouth. Give me the words to say when it's time to speak. And Father God, please shut me up when it's time to shut up. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I pray for all of the single parents I pray that you begin to move in their lives. Bless the children, Father God. It's hard with two, but it's even harder with just one parent, God. So I pray that you begin to just bless them, Lord God. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray for all the sick, Lord God. If they're in pain, Father God, I pray that you just heal their bodies, God. Whatever they're going through, God, I pray that you begin to just move in their life, move in their body.
God.
We don't understand what's going on. They don't understand what's going on. But you know, God.
Yes, God.
So I stand in the gap for them, God, and I pray that you begin to just help them out, Father God. Heal them, Lord God. I pray for all the saved and the unsaved, or the unsaved, really. I pray that they seek you in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I pray for my enemy. I pray that you begin to just bless them, Lord God. Continue to work on me and my heart. If I have any unforgiveness in my heart, God, please forgive me, God.
Yes, God.
Please forgive me, Father God, if I've taken anything for granted, or please forgive us if we've taken anything for granted.
Yes, Lord.
Because we might not know when we're doing it. So please forgive us, God, and work on us, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Lord God, I pray for every preacher, pastor, minister. I pray for every apostle. I pray for every bishop. I pray for every prophet or prophetess. I pray that you begin to bless them, God. If they doing wrong, God, let them do, get them together, Lord, so they can do what they're supposed to do for you, Lord.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, I pray that you please just cover every school, Lord, especially when it opened back up. I know a lot of parents probably scared to even send their children to school. So, God, I pray that you begin to shield these children, God. Shield the school, Lord God. Cover it, Father God. That's my prayer, God. Just cover every school with the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them, all around about every building, every child as they walk in and getting on the bus. And cover them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
We love you, God. And we just thank you, God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
These are the things I ask in your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else need prayer this morning before she gets off?
Good morning. This is Prophetess Sattler. I would like a special prayer for myself and my husband.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Father, I pray for my mom and my dad. pray that you just move in their lives, God. I pray that you cover them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Bless them, Father God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father, touch their mind and their heart, God. Lead and guide them, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper.
Yes, God.
No disease that form against them shall prosper. I pray that no curse that form against them shall prosper. In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes, God.
Love on them, God. Work on them, God. Even though I know you're working on them. Let them know you got them, Father God. Lift up their heads if they're feeling down.
Yes.
Give them the strength,
yes,
Father God, when they feel weak.
Yes.
Carry them,
yes,
Father God, when they can't walk no more, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for the whole household, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I pray for healing and deliverance and restoration in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Clean every
yes,
heart, every mind. In
yes,
Jesus'
God.
Name, I pray.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yes.
I pray that you bless my sisters and my brother. Bless my
yes,
nieces
God.
And my nephews, God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus and encamp
yes,
your angels all around about them to protect them,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray that no weapon that formed against them shall prosper.
Yes, God.
I pray that no disease that formed against them shall prosper. I pray
yes,
that no
God.
Curse that formed against them shall prosper. In
yes,
the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God. I break every curse, Father. I pray that you break every
yes,
curse, God.
Yes.
That's trying to form
Jesus.
Over their lives, God.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We speak life into every child.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God, I just thank you for the family that I have. I thank you for them.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Is there any more prayer requests before we get ready to end?
Yes, good morning. This is Maria, and I'm just, I'd like to ask for prayer for my daughter, Fabiana. Just the enemy is really attacking her in this season where she's trying to really do what God has called her to do, and she's a little timid, so I'm just praying, you know, asking you to pray for her that she be strong and have courage and be able to face the things that she's facing.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come to you for, I'm going to say my sister in Christ, Fabiana.
Yes.
And Father God, you already know her purpose and you already know the plan you have for her.
Yes, God.
So, Father God, I pray that you give her strength to go through these trials and tribulations, even though it might seem hard, God. But
yes, God.
I pray that you just give her strength to endure.
Yes, God.
And when she come out, Father God, I pray that she come out with knowledge and understanding and able to fight
yes,
these
God.
Things off and able to minister to
yes,
somebody
Lord.
Else to
Lord.
Save somebody
Lord.
Else.
Yes.
God, I pray that you touch her mind, touch her heart, Father God, to be able to understand what you're doing in her life, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. She don't know what you're doing, God, but I can see exactly what you're doing, God.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Carry her, Father God, especially when she feels like she can't walk no more.
Yes,
Lord.
Lift up her head, Father God. Catch every tear she cry, Father God, when she feel like giving up, God. In Jesus' name I pray. I pray that no weapon that formed against her shall prosper. And it's going to form, Father God, because the devil is so mad. But we pray that it don't prosper, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Cover her, Father God. Heal her. Mend her heart, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, God. Anyone else? Amen. We just thank and praise God for this prayer time. And we thank and praise God for Prophetess Morgan. This is her first time praying with the prayer groups. And every month we have somebody new. So she have, I think, two more times in this month for her. And then we get somebody else comes on. So we are up to, I think, October, and we need November and December. Where people pray, they give us what day they want to pray and the time, and we meet them there on this radio broadcast, and they pray every week at the same time, once a week. So we need November and December filled with people that want to pray. I think Prophetess Rome may be next. I'm not for sure. But I think she may be next in August, and that's how we doing this. But this was her first time, and she's doing a very good job. I just want to encourage her to keep doing what you're doing. Just stay encouraged.
Yes.
God is
using
you. We need to let God open them doors and let you be able to pray even the more you get in training. This is training right here. So when somebody needs prayer somewhere on the train, in the bus station, somewhere outside where you minister, you can stop and pray right then and right there in the grocery store, in the laundromat. This is how you get your training. And anytime you get an opportunity to pray, you should pray.
Mm-hmm.
You should pray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blessing. So I'm waiting on my son, Minister Tremaine. You got to get a time. You just pick your month. We got November, December, January, and on up. Whatever it is, and I know you know. But whenever you want to pray, you just let me know. Once a week, and you just pray for people. We just want to get on, because see, prayer is always in order, and see, prayer changes things, and prayer changes circumstances, and we need prayer. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. This is your communication. We need to pray in season and out. Just as well as preaching, we need to pray. We need to go to the Father, the Holy Ghost, and the Son. We need to be down on midway stations. We need to pray all the time. We never get too much prayer in our life. I'm just telling you, we never get too much. So we need to be able to do this. And unity prayer is this prayer. Because one can put a thousand two can put 10,000. Mm-hmm. If we all that's on here, ten people on this radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
If 10 people pray, that's a lot of demons that we casting down. So we need to be ready. We need to be ready to do this thing. So when whoever want to be next, you all just contact me. Let me know when you want to, whenever you want to pray, whoever it is, Prophet Nelson, Minister Buchanan, anybody that wants to pray can do it. But it's once a week at a certain time. So you pick your time and your day. Amen. So we're not going to hold you. We're going to get ready to close out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity to pray together. We thank you this morning, God, for this, for the woman of God. Lord, I ask you to just put back in her, God, what just left out of her, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to restore, God, replenish, revive this morning. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for her obedience and her willingness, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover her and her family in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God, from all her harm and danger. Lord, let the work that you're doing speak for her, God. In the name of Jesus, I just pray right now, God, that you lift her up, God. You lead and guide her, Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask you right now, God, don't let familiar bear run dry. In the name of Jesus, you say, I never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to bless her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So let it be. Thank you all for praying. We'll see you tomorrow, 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern Time for our worship service. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good day, the rest of your day. Amen.
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 Love you.
Love you, too.
God bless you.